have, since spring of 2018, been looking into allegations that Facebook violated California law by, among other things, deceiving users and misrepresenting its privacy practices. Those are serious allegations. When you consider the personal information that we all supply to Facebook every single day, Facebook knows some of the most intimate details of our lives, from our new job, or a new marriage, or to the death of a loved one, or birth of a child.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra, at a press conference yesterday, announcing he is suing Facebook. He wants the company to turn over key information, emails and other documents related to an 18-month investigation into the company's data protection and privacy practices. But the fact that this investigation exists at all, well, that's newsworthy in itself, because until now it wasn't public. Becerra's been largely silent, even as nearly every other state attorney general, federal and even international investigators have been publicly probing Facebook and other tech giants over privacy, security and antitrust issues. Joining us with the details is Louise Matsakis. She wrote about this for Wired. Hi.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. So there are two lawsuits, I guess, going on, or two investigations, one of which he announced yesterday. He's basically suing Facebook for access to documents that they're not providing, right?
Exactly. In that suit, he basically revealed this wider investigation that started last summer after Facebook was found to have allowed a Trump-linked data firm access information on tens of millions of users. But the actual suit here is that he says that Facebook hasn't been cooperating. So he sued in a California Superior Court asking for emails, a bunch of documents and information that Facebook has apparently been dragging its feet on handing over to the AG.
And what does Facebook say about that?
They said that they've been very cooperative, that they've handed over thousands of pages of documents already. To their credit, they're probably responding to lots of similar inquiries, like you said, from all over the country, internationally as well. So it is kind of possible here that they've just had trouble kind of answering all of that. But I also think there's probably an element here that maybe some of that was damaging, or they didn't really want to reveal it to the AG as quickly as the AG wanted.
Right. But he did ask for it in June, I believe, right? Or earlier than that.
Yeah, that was the first inquiry. Yeah, so it's been over a year. And Facebook says that they've handed over a lot of this stuff, but not all of it. So it definitely has been a while. And it is interesting that Facebook didn't want to hand over some of this, especially the most sensitive communications, which are emails from CEO Mark Zuckerberg and the CEO Sheryl Sandberg.
And so in general, what is this larger investigation looking into? Is it just looking into the Cambridge Analytica scandal or other things?
Definitely other things. I think it kind of started with the Cambridge Analytica scandal, but like so many researchers, so many lawmakers and other regulatory agencies, the inquiry has kind of widened out as more issues have come up with Facebook. You know, there's been several security issues. There's been other privacy issues that have been raised kind of in the wake of the Cambridge Analytica scandal as the company came under greater scrutiny. So now it's kind of widened out. And the AG says that he's looking at whether Facebook violated California law by deceiving its users or, you know, in some other way. So it's kind of very broad. It's not just looking at this one data firm, Cambridge Analytica, anymore. It's a lot of different things. And it's not really clear exactly what the attorney general may have discovered so far.
But maybe it's about selling data to third parties without our consent or our knowledge.
Yeah, it does seem to be kind of focused on third parties. So it's like these third party apps that suck data out of Facebook, or that Facebook shares information with for some purpose, you know, games, apps that plug into Facebook seems to be kind of something that he's been focusing on, which is exactly how the data was captured by Cambridge Analytica. It was this quiz app that a lot of people signed up for through Facebook.
And then remind us exactly what Cambridge Analytica did with that information.
So the firm allegedly used that information to build voter profiles to do psychological targeting. It's not really clear how successful the firm necessarily was, but that's what they were doing, is trying to find out your psychology in order to target you with political ads or to persuade you to vote one way or another.
And then was working with the Trump campaign with that information.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. There's been links to the Brexit campaign in the United Kingdom. Exactly. And it's not clear if there were other firms like this who might have obtained similar data. And that's definitely something the attorney general would be interested in finding out.
Well, why has Becerra been so silent about this until now?
So he says that he only wants to make announcements when he actually has some sort of legal action to announce. That's kind of been his attitude. And that's his perspective, where a lot of other attorney generals like really want to come out, you know, with a gusto and say, you know, I'm looking into this company and I want to have a press conference about that now. And that's kind of not been his perspective, but he's gotten a lot of heat for that. You know, there was a wave of negative press. There was this article in the New York Times with kind of a funny illustration, kind of poking fun and questioning why, when the rest of the country's top lawyers are looking into these companies, why isn't the top lawyer in California who has these companies in their backyard doing anything about it? And Becerra says, well, you know, I don't want to talk about it unless I have something to share.
Right. So people were worried that, oh, he was being bought off by these companies because he is in California, because they do donate politically.
Exactly. And they've been treated very favorably by the state in the past. So I think that there's kind of a history there where, and these companies created a lot of jobs, a lot of economic opportunity in the state, and the state of California was seen as kind of protecting them. But now there's kind of been this backlash where maybe they're exacerbating problems like homelessness and housing shortages and inequality. And the question was, why is Becerra not doing anything when that's happening and when there's issues like data privacy and security and antitrust? And I think part of the reason maybe he did this now is he wanted to say, look, I've been doing this for 18 months. I just didn't want to talk about it because I'm not ready to share my findings yet.
Right. So meanwhile, he's looking at privacy. But meanwhile, as you mentioned, there are other investigations by other attorneys general into maybe broader issues of antitrust, whether or not Facebook and some of these other companies like Google are just too big. And that is the essential problem.
Right, exactly. Now there's a House Judiciary Committee is looking into antitrust and privacy matters as well. You have the FTC has opened another antitrust investigation into Facebook. You have attorneys general in almost every state and territory is looking into Google or Facebook's market dominance or both. So yeah, these companies are facing a lot of inquiries from kind of every direction. And then you also have a lot of the Democratic presidential candidates saying that they would break up these companies if they were elected or would do something to hold them to greater account. So they're kind of getting it from state level, the judiciary branch, Congress, federal regulators. They're really getting it from all sides. So, you know, Becerra is definitely not alone here, and he really was the outlier. Now it turns out he, you know, actually is doing what a lot of the other regulators are doing here.
One of the issues that Facebook is also getting criticism on, and it seems every day there's someone criticizing Facebook about something, is the reluctance to ban political ads. Twitter says it's going to do so. Facebook so far has said it is not. Any movement at all there? Is Facebook changing its mind at all?
No, they haven't changed their mind. And I think it's worth saying that Twitter was kind of praised at first for saying, you know, like, we don't want to do this. We think that, you know, political parties who have more money shouldn't be allowed to have more reach, right, on social networks. But they're kind of getting some heat now because what's happening is that environmental groups and smaller nonprofits and smaller political campaigns are saying, hey, I can't run a climate change ad because that's considered political, but a big oil company can run an ad on Twitter because that's not considered political. And there's actually more complicated problems with that. So Facebook did get a lot of heat for, you know, saying we're not going to fact check political ads and we're going to allow them on our platform. And, you know, Twitter came out saying we're actually not going to allow them at all and originally got praised. But I think that that argument is actually becoming more complicated.
Yeah. All right, Louise. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. That's Louise Matsakis from Wired Magazine.